Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Country music singers have always been a real close family. But lately, some of my kin folks have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. They get on me, want to know, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote? Over and over, everybody made my prediction. So if I get stoned, I'm just carrying on an old
family tradition.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yep. Yeah, he loves the outdoors. Hank Williams Jr. He loves hunt fish. Well,
didn't he get hurt while he was hiking and he fell off a cliff or something
and like
smashed
that.
His face, broke yeah. his head?
Yeah. I mean, I remember that now. Yeah,
it
yeah.
really messed him up really badly.
Yep. Hey, family. That got started was, if you didn't miss yesterday's show, The Great Outdoors, go check out the podcast. And listen to the last hour when we had Lewis Rather talking international wildlife crime stoppers.
Get them poachers.
Yeah. It's basically international OGT, Operation Game Thief. Lewis, I had him on the show many years ago, back in the mid-90s.
Okay.
And probably mid-90s. And I met him at the last expo they put on at Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Oh, that free expo they used to always
they
have.
They used to have a big, huge expo.
Oh, my wife and I used to go to that all the time. Oh, it was fun.
It was fun. And it was big. It was huge.
Oh, throw axes. You can learn how to shoot a bow and arrow.
Yep. And they had kayaks.
They even sharpened your pocket knife for you. Here, got a pocket knife sharpener. Okay, cool.
They had deals where you can go ride a kayak in there and see if you liked riding kayaks.
All sorts of.
I mean, it was,
all sorts of people, you know, saying, "Hey, come stay at our place. We're right on the river."
And it was great. It was a great deal. And then Texas Parks and Wildlife, it just cost too much money.
Yeah, well, from what they were getting out of it.
Yeah.
Because it was free.
Yeah, you know? It was. It was free, and nobody, they didn't charge for it.
No, it was like I said, it was a blast. It was just, you know.
It was fun.
Go
wish,
up.
I wish we could get something like that going again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll never
it's got to, if it doesn't make money, then what's the use, right?
Yeah, nowadays, that's the way it looks at it. Now, back in the day, it was a little different, but now, no. But Texas Parks and Wildlife, they wanted to make sure that they had people that would enjoy. And that's what I love helping Texas Parks and Wildlife. That's why I love having Lewis Wilhelm on, or Lewis, or, talking Thomas Wilhelm, talking parks, or have, what was the gal's name? Lindsay with talking the camping, and Leslie, and talking camping, how they, the operation, the take a family camping program they have, get out and enjoy the wildlife, the outdoors with, it's basically $75 for up to six people. For, and that's the tent, that's two cots, that's pallets, and that's
all your cooking gear.
Somebody there, you have to bring your food, of course, and your
of
water
course.
But then there's somebody there that'll help you cook over fire and teach you how to do that. Make sure that you enjoy camping out. And so that's what it's all about. I mean, that's, and then using our great parks, our Texas parks, we have 89 of them, I believe. And a lot of people use them. I guarantee you, you have to make reservations now to go stay at a park. And it, just to go in on a day pass. But it's just so many people looking for a way to get out of the cities. And I don't blame them. But I think we'll probably have Thomas on before long. And maybe the gal, I'm not sure. I've reached out to both of them. But it's that time of year. It's too hot to do anything. And all they're worried about is staying inside and in AC, which that's the way all of us are. But there's some great places out there to get in the water. You know, we were talking about yesterday about the springs. What's the well that went dry here in Hill Country, Eric?
Jacob's
Well.
Yeah.
That's not flowing no more. It was an artesian springs, family, and huge too. I mean, huge. It's quit flowing. It's dry. Well, it's not dry. There's water in it, but it's not very flowing. Deep.
Real deep.
Yeah, hundreds of feet deep. So, I don't know. We got to get rain. It's getting too hot, and it's starting to. And people are using water out of the lakes and drinking water and spinning generators and making electricity. And yeah, and then, you know, we got to have drinking water. And then people say, oh, I got to have water to keep my yard alive or my golf course pretty and green.
Can you eat your yard?
No.
No. Really. Can you eat a golf course?
No. Pigs can.
Pigs can, yeah. But then you can eat the pig, so let the pig eat.
There you go. There you go.
And that's Mother Nature for you.
And deer can, so yeah, and we can eat the deer. But, you know, it's just... I don't know.
Priorities is what it is.
Yeah,
priorities.
It is. And but yesterday with Lewis Rather talking Operation IWC, International Wildlife Crime Stoppers Organization, it was...
he's like the Joe Friday of...
That's good. That was good. And
hunting them poachers down.
Yeah, and he's wanting to have the... guys from Northwoods Laws, the main game wardens, come down and play a ball game, baseball game with the Texas game wardens.
I don't know about that, to be honest with you.
It might be fun.
No, it's, yeah. Come on, it's a softball game. I'd rather see a skills challenge. You know, have them go out in the woods. But then again, you know, them from being north in Texas, and I don't know how you can even the playing field.
I don't know. You know, he was talking about the different tools that the game wardens use to catch poachers.
Trail cams?
Yeah, I'm sitting there. Trail cams. Same thing got the poachers are using on
exactly.
The hunters. Yeah. So I'm sitting there, wow, okay. But... Oh, I know some of the game wardens, and I know some of the deals that they use to catch poachers with. So, yeah, there's some tricks, but I love to go to the mountains and hunt. So I don't want poachers out there that are just now. Are they shooting it for meat to feed the family? I'm going to look the other way. I am not going to write that guy up. If his family is hungry, if there's nothing in his cupboard or his freezer or his ice box or his refrigerator, I'm saying, here, let me shoot the other one for you. And, you know, that's why I didn't become a game warden, because there's a lot of game wardens out there that kind of look the other direction, but there's a bunch of them that don't. So, yeah.
They're on Animal Planet. I watch them every once in a while.
It's different. I don't know. Every scenario is different, I guess.
Yeah.
So, hey, family, here in just a minute, we're talking to Jerry down at Deep Sea Headquarters. Then we're going to talk to Carson Roberts with Donnie O'Neill's Memorial Wednesday Nighter on Lake Austin. Then Don Gordon. We'll see y'all on the other side, family. Y'all be good. See you in just a minute. Thank you, Callahans.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Milov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Got out of town. Hey, family, we found Jerry down at Deep Sea Headquarters, Captain Kelly's Deep Sea Headquarters. Now, yesterday, Jerry, we didn't talk much about fishing. I think we talked about everything but fishing.
So, we do that sometimes.
I know we do. And it's usually because I take off on a rant, and then you jump in there and start ranting, and that's what it amounts
to. Well, let me tell you this morning, I'm going to rant just a couple seconds.
Okay.
If I lose you, mm-hmm. I apologize. We got internet, Wi-Fi, cloud, whatever it all is, you can have problems this morning.
Mm-hmm.
When we get this many people on this island,
mm-hmm.
everybody's at a hotel. Everybody's at a Airbnb, Vrbo, mm-hmm. whatever you call them thing.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's got Wi-Fi, and they're all trying to use it at the same time. I can't do a fishing license this morning. My landlines aren't working. So I just want to warn you, if you lose me, I don't know what to say. I'll try to call you back. But fishing is good. You know, we've had mostly calm seas. You know, when we had those little bitty depressions out here, we had some rough water and rough weather, but not much, just for a few days. And rain rained offshore. Didn't rain here on this island. I mean, it is dry.
Oh, it's dry everywhere.
Eric asked yesterday about the bays, so I did a little investigate.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys say that the bays are not quite as salty as they were in 2012.
Yeah.
But they're getting close.
Yeah.
The bays are getting close to what you call a Nueces Bay, especially. My boys don't fish Nueces Bay much. And Nueces Bay is a back bay. That's where the Nueces River comes into into the bay system and works its way into Corpus Christi Bay. They say that the salinity levels there are approaching oceanic salinity levels.
Wow. Okay.
See, the Gulf of Mexico and oceans are much saltier than bays because mm-hmm. the bays have rivers flowing into
right,
them.
Right.
So the first thing that gets I can't think of the dang word. Affected.
Right.
Is your little microorganisms and your plankton and your crustaceans and everything. The first fish that really gets affected is speckled trout, spotted sea trout. They do not like those high salinity levels. So we're approaching some problems there if we don't get some rain pretty soon. You know, and it doesn't have to rain here. As long as it rains up where you fellas are.
Right,
in the hill country and fills those rivers up, then the bays would be all right. Of course, we don't really see that happening.
No.
But anyway, good fishing here. Talking about those bay guys, I see them bringing in a lot of redfish every day.
And that's
a few trout, mm-hmm. but mostly redfish.
Mm-hmm.
And offshore, of course, we're catching a ton of red snapper. Call them big old red perch, you know.
And got what, 3 more weeks of that season yet?
August 18th will be the last day we can fish for them.
Okay.
We're also catching a lot of bull tigers. That's what we call the Atlantic sharp-nose shark. So we've been able to get our limit of, you know, if I don't have 50 people on boat, it's hard to get your limit of red snapper.
Right.
I don't care what you do and how many there are. There's just going to be somebody or some few people that are not as good a fisherman as other people.
Right.
So we try our best to get our limit. Most days we are. And then we move inshore into that 90 to 120 foot range, depending on the day and the water temperature. Some of this water temperature out here is 90 degrees.
Good gosh.
That's hot, boy.
Yeah, it's hot.
Well, we move inshore and we catch our Atlantic sharp-nosed sharks. And then we head on home, getting a few kingfish, you know, occasional Dorado, occasional cobia. Mostly it's red snapper and shark. Still seeing a lot of those. Well, we don't see that many of them because they can't get them up, but still getting a lot of those big old sandbar sharks. Now, Mr. Milam,
mm-hmm.
a sandbar shark has giant pec fins and okay. a big old giant tail fin. So what does that mean when a big old fish that weighs 150 pounds has huge pec fins and a big old tail fin? What does that do?
That means that the poachers are going to be after him so they can take those fins and cut them off, dry them a little bit, and sell them for gold money.
Yeah, but it also means that the normal everyday customer on my boat cannot reel that sucker in.
Oh, because he can fight so hard with it. Yeah.
They turn their head towards the bottom, and it's pretty much all over.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
So we don't actually see many of those sharks. We just know what it is when we get them on.
Okay.
But the people have fun trying to get one in, you know. And if they got 5 guys in their party, everybody tries to crank on it. And, of course, none of them can. But then it's just so much fun to see. I've got big old boys just whining and crying and the sweat pouring off their nose, you know. But a lot of fish, lots of people. If you're coming down, folks, make your reservation. Even make reservations at a restaurant if you can. Some places will take them, some places won't. But plan on being crowded wherever you go. The beach, I don't go to the beach much. No. I'm not a beach person.
No.
Mama's the beach person. But they tell me that the beach is just packed, unbelievably packed. So plan on being crowded if you come down. We got beautiful sunny skies. I'm going to tell you what. Ken told me yesterday, he said, you never send me no pictures anymore. Well, I'm kind of busy, but I'll try to get you some pictures. It's going to be a beautiful sunrise this morning.
Yep.
Just breaking day right now.
Yep. It's going to be pretty. It's going to be a pretty one out.
Going to be pretty. And but it's a million degrees and it's not even daylight yet.
And with
82 degrees and 1,000,000% humidity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Means the heat index is a thousand.
Yeah, it's gonna be smoking.
But we're having a good time. You know, we like it makes us happy to complain and moan and
and
cry about being so busy, but really it's a blast. We love it. So you guys gotta come down and see it.
After Labor Day, everybody
shrimping season is open. The Peggy Ann's got shrimp every day. So you need to come down here.
And after Labor Day, everybody's going to be crying. Where did the people go?
Well, everybody except Grumpy here, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm going to be standing out in the parking lot going, look at this empty parking lot.
Is the Peggy Ann getting any big shrimp yet? A big white shrimp?
I haven't seen them.
Okay.
I bought shrimp. They were nice shrimp. Mm-hmm. They weren't great big ones.
Okay.
It'll be in the fall when this water cools down and we'll start seeing some bigger shrimp. Yep. They're getting brown shrimp right now, mostly brown shrimp right here close in the surf.
Okay. That'll work.
And mm-hmm. what else are we going to talk about?
Are we having to go to the rocks yet for anything out there? The red snapper?
Yeah, we're going pretty much every day to get our snapper out there.
Okay.
You know, there's a couple of spots closer inshore, but we do not fish them on an 8-hour trip. Mm. We fish them, if we have to, we fish them on a 5-hour trip.
Now,
because that 5-hour trip is you know, you're getting maybe an hour's worth of fishing if you go to the rocks.
Right. Now, are you going to have fall snapper, Texas snapper season?
That remains to be seen.
Okay.
We're still trying to find out about the permitting thing. See, we have to move a permit from one of my boats, which we moved the permit from the Kingfisher to another boat. And they're talking about making a rule where if you move your permit, it has to stay moved for a year.
Wow. Okay.
If that happens, then we will not be fishing in the wintertime for red snapper.
Yeah.
We just don't know yet. Remains to be seen.
Okay.
Now, what's today? Today's like it's July 29th already or something.
The day is on 31st.
Monday.
31st.
Monday, August, on August 1st.
Tomorrow.
Amberjack season starts.
Oh.
I got some boys that have booked some 12-hour trips to try to get some red snapper and amberjack. So we'll let you know how that goes.
That'd be fun.
Did I lose you?
No, I just want to make sure.
Okay.
I want to make sure that they save the throats for me.
Well, you know what? If it's a good enough size amberjack, the throats are great, but they save the ribs for me.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, ribs are pretty good.
Yeah, they save the ribs
too.
For me, and then big. I throw them on the grill.
Oh, yeah.
And with a little sweet and spicy barbecue sauce. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He's playing music on us.
Oh, playing music. And we didn't get to talk about food, but now you're making me hungry. I'm going to have to go get a taco.
Tell them how to find
us. We're down here at Captain Kelly's Deep Sea Headquarters. Y'all come see us. Everybody else is. You might as well come on down. You can't miss us. You get off the ferry. You see that big red pirate ship on the left. Give me a call. I'm Jerry, 361-749-5597. If I'm not here, you ask for Nina. It's not like she's not busy enough already.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, boys.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Talk to you next week.
I'll holler at you then. Hey, family, we got to get out of here. Next, we're going to visit with Carson Roberts. We're going to talk Donnie O'Neill's Memorial Wednesday Nighter on Lake Austin Bass Tournament. See y'all in a little bit. And thank you, Callahans.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Milov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Family, well, we got hold of Carson Roberts. We're going to talk about Donnie O'Neill's Memorial Tournament, nighttime tournament on Lake Austin. And Donnie was a friend of the show. We had him on many times back in the day, and now they got a turn. His tournament that we talked about many times, and then Donnie he got COVID and passed away up north. It's been a year or two ago now, and Carson, they said, well, we're gonna keep on keeping on and do this, and that's a memorial tournament for Donnie. Because Donnie Flat loved bass fishing. I mean, he loved bass fishing. That's what he lived for. And so I'm glad y'all taking the strings and running with it and taking reins and running with it, Carson, because Donnie dearly loved that tournament.
He sure did. He put his heart and soul into fishing and,
yep.
and taking on the Wednesday night. It was one of his babies. He loved it.
Yep, he did. And we liked helping him with it and talking, because back in the day, Lake Austin was, oh, man, big bass heaven. And Lake Austin was what OH Ivy is now. All the big fish coming out of it. I mean, wow.
It sure was.
So I'm going to shut up and let you talk and let you tell people how it's, you know, what it costs to fish it, how many people can fish a boat. And it's such a great way of getting your children out fishing at a very reasonable entry fee.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So we meet at City Park. We actually, everybody launches their boat. We meet on the bank of City Park. The entry fee is $50 per team. There's two people per boat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 5 bass limit. All must be 14 inches or longer. We fish from 6:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, it's a great time. If you have a young one that you want to get into fishing, then bring them out. I mean, we've had multiple teams this year comprised of father, son, or father, daughter combinations. And you know, they have a great time. Very family friendly. All the anglers are wonderful people that come fish with us.
And it's easy to find City Park. It's, if you're going, I go around it by it every day when I go to work. But you're going north on Mopac. No, it's not Mopac. It's 360.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you're actually going to take 360 to 2222.
Yep.
You're going to head west on 2222 mm-hmm. to City Park Road, and then you're going to take City Park Road all the way down to the park.
It's underneath y'all are putting on at the bridge at the park right down here underneath Pennybacker Bridge, aren't you?
Well, you can launch there if you want.
Okay.
But people launch at Quinlan. People launch at Walsh. City Park, I actually launch at a neighborhood park that's a private park in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So people launch everywhere. And then we all just beach our boats at City Park
to
check in and weigh in.
Okay. I know I see a lot of – there's a bunch of boats already down there fishing Lake Austin right here underneath Pennybacker Bridge where I turn and to come to work. I come in north on 360, go underneath the Pennybacker Bridge and at that – ramp right there, and there's a bunch of people there right now. There's a bunch of boats out there.
When I leave at night after doing a shift here, there are just, all you see is green and red lights everywhere on the water. Boats everywhere out there fishing.
Yeah,
and that's what it's all about. It's just getting out there and enjoying our resources. It's enjoying our water. It's enjoying having fun on the water. And you don't want to fish in the daytime. If you fish in the daytime, you're off water by 10:30 or 11 because it's getting hot by 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
Fishing at night, 6:30, it's not so bad. Now, by 10 o'clock, it's really comfortable. And if there's a little breeze, it's really nice. So Yeah. You know, it's not bad at all fishing at night, and there's a chance of making a few dollars.
You're in a boat, that's so right. You can create your own breeze.
Yeah, you can. So, but what kind of, say, $50 entry fee, and what kind of money can they win if they, you know, what's Big Bass? What's Big Bass been doing?
Yeah, so the entry fee is $50, so $35 mm-hmm. of that goes into paying the prizes, the one through one, two, or third places, depending on how many teams we get.
Mm-hmm.
$5 goes to Big Bass, and then $10 goes to the end of the year tournament. So the pot, if we have 1 to 5 teams, it pays one spot.
Mm-hmm.
6 to 15 teams will pay two spots, and split that 60-40. And then you get, I think, 16 to 30 pays three spots. Then the Big Bass is a Big Bass minimum of 7 pounds. So I actually popped the pot last week, I think, with an 8.5 pounder. We did not catch a Big Bass this week, so the pot's rolling over. And then, like I was mentioning, the end of the year tournament, if you fish 10 or win one, you qualify for the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, I think we've got a little over $1,500 in our end of the year pot from the tournaments this year. So, yeah.
Now, the end of the year pot, is that also the people that fish that tournament? Do they have to put in? I'm sure they're having to put their entry fee in there, too. So,
right.
It could be a chunk of change then, what you're saying.
Yeah, so our when we did the end of the year tournament, we had it in mid-January of this year. We actually, because of the way things kind of worked out with COVID, so we had it for 2 years. The pot was for 2 years, 2020 and 2021.
Mm-hmm.
We missed a bunch of tournaments in 2020 because of the COVID thing.
Right.
But we paid out over $4,000 in prize fund.
Wow.
For our end of the year tournament. Yeah. Yeah. It was a pretty significant amount.
So now is that first place, second place, third place?
Yes. That was split between three places.
Okay.
Actually, we paid four places on that one.
Okay. So basically you're looking at probably $1,500, $750 and then down, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good money. And then with Big Bass, then when you're at that $50, it's putting $5 into your Big Bass pot. And then that's also putting $10 into the end of the year tournament. So it's not costing much to fish that night.
Right, right.
Because you're paying in for all these other ways of winning money too. So that ain't bad at all.
No, no. And what a... Not much else better to do on a Wednesday night than go fishing.
Yeah. Well, here in Austin, with everything's working, you know, Tuesday night you can fish on Lake Travis. Wednesday night you can come down and fish on Lake Austin. And, yeah, it's working out wonderful. It's getting out and having fun and being out on the water for just a few hours when it's cool.
That's right.
And then you get to see the city of Austin in the dark, looking at all the lights and all the different docks. And yeah, that's wonderful. Tell them how to find you, because I'm out of time, brother.
All right, guys. Yeah, come find City Park on Wednesday nights. You can visit us at the search for Donnie O'Neill Memorial Lake Austin Wednesday Night Tournament on Facebook.
There you go.
All right.
Arson, I appreciate it, my friend. We'll be hollering at you again here pretty quick.
Thank you, sir.
Be good. Hey, family, we got to thank Callahan's General Store. Don Gordon's next. See y'all in just a little bit. Thank you, Callahan's.
Working man blues. I keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, miles and miles of Texas.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylum.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, what's the good word there? Louisiana,
down on good the word is we found Don Gordon. Now we're going to find out what's happening on Lake Travis on the Tuesday night tournament. And, Don, we had we didn't get Mater on yesterday. So you're going to have to tell us all about it.
I got it.
Good.
I can do that.
So, did anybody win the big fish pot?
They did not.
That's
and
over.
You know what that means, Ken?
That means it's over $2,000 now.
It's over $2,000. So, this ought to bring some more of the Warriors out to throw their name in the hat. Tuesday, July 26th, TTZ, Tuesday night, that's this week. The tournament runs from 6:30 to 10, so it's only 3.5 hours. $40 entry. It is at Mansfield Dam. If you're interested in joining, you need to be there by 6 o'clock so you can sign up, launch your boat. We do a controlled takeoff at 6:30 and at 10 o'clock. Your chip has to be on the table at the top of the hill. That's a quick rundown on that. Last week, Nick Lefebvre and Ethan Lefebvre had 14.09, which is pretty strong for this time of year on Lake Travis. That won them a pot of $420. Now imagine, if you will, if they had won over 7 in that. They won almost $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
And we did pay 3 places. The third place, the weight was 12.31, and that's actually a pretty good bag for this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Third place paid 170. That was Brandon Houston and Colt Slayton. A total of 28 teams and 51 anglers. As soon as we get that over 30 and have 60 anglers, that's when the Skeeter Reel money kicks in. And so that would also augment a payday, because this is Skeeter Reel money. And no bass over 7 pounds was caught. Big bass rollover will start next week at over $2,000. So it's... you can make some money, go out and fish a fun tournament for 3.5 hours and walk away with a pretty good bankroll.
What we're talking about, family, is just like we talked about with Carson just a few minutes ago. It's a nighttime tournament. It's get out there 6:30. You're on the water. You're out there having fun. It's cooler. It's a whole lot cooler. You don't want to be fishing in daytime. If you're fishing a daytime tournament, you're fishing probably from about daylight to about 10:30 and not past 11. It's just too hot. At noon, it's just smoking hot, and it ain't no fun.
1-4 every day, and that surface temp out there is climbing up there. It's about 90 degrees, and it is pretty unpleasant.
Yep.
Going out, I would go out in the morning, fish till probably 10 o'clock.
Yep.
But it's not
a fun time, that's for sure. You must be walking around, because you keep coming and going.
No, I've been having trouble with my phone.
Okay.
I tried to clear it up, but it's doing the best it can.
That's great.
Now,
it's great right now.
Not very good.
It's great right now. You're good right now. So, but the main thing is they can get hold to y'all. How do they get hold to somebody? Do they show up at Mansfield Dam on Tuesday night about 6 o'clock?
Yeah, it's up there in the parking lot at Mansfield.
At the park, and just get out.
He got sick.
Okay.
I asked to run it, ran it, so we didn't have the canopy, but Mater should be back this week. If not, I'll be out there.
Okay.
But it'll be going as long as we've got a launch there at Mansfield. And just so everybody knows, Lake Travis is now 33.88 feet from full pool.
Yep, it's getting low.
Yes, it is, and they're draining it pretty quick.
They're pulling about a foot a week out of Buck right now.
Yeah, Buchanan is now 15.04, and that's from the 10-20 level.
Right.
I don't think they ever had it back up to 10-20. I know they got kind of close. They were at 10-18 before they started pulling it down again.
Yep.
But they're pulling the bottom out of Buchanan and out of Travis right now. They're generating electricity to make our ACs gen if you're PEC customer, but they're also double dipping and selling the water to the rice farmers down around the Houston area.
Really, they're not now, because what's going on is they shut the LCR. I'm almost out of time. LCRA shut the second crop down. They're not sending water to the rice farmers. They're still sending water down. I'm sure they say, "Oh, it's we got to send flow of the river down," and so.
Well, that does. Base. Our estuaries down there have to have fresh water.
Yeah, they got to. Yep.
There's got to be an influx in order.
Yeah, we were talking about.
It's a fragile system.
Yep.
It is.
You're coming and going. Don, tell them. Let's see if next time we get it working, let's get you to tell them how to find everything, and we'll go from there.
You can reach me at 512-784-7793. Give me a call. I'll get you on the water.
Check out TTZ1.com. You can find everything out about the Wednesday or the Tuesday nighter on Lake Travis. And Don, we'll holler at you next week.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Be good, adios, brother. Be good. Hey, family, we got to thank Callahan's General Store and thank y'all for tuning in. And, we have a... have a lot of time, fun time doing this stuff, and
what I'm curious about is these tournaments, right? When you is that technically gambling? If you because you're not guaranteed anything. Well, you're not guaranteed anything, and you have
you're
to
not
fish.
Guaranteed nothing.
You have to fish. You have to catch the fish, and the fish isn't guaranteed. So I'm just curious.
I don't know.
I'm not the one to open a can of worms
it's a
or anything.
Skill, it's a skill set.
Okay.
So you're having to, you better be knowing the lake, and it's a skill set more than anything. It's not.
Okay. It's a test. It's it's a test of skills other than gambling.
Yep.
Okay.
It is. It is. And yes, it probably is. I always said I'd rather be lucky than good anytime. And so,
this is true.
I'm not going. I ain't going to get into that one, but it's a skill set more than anything. It's knowing what you're doing and knowing what you're throwing and where you're throwing it and how to get that fish in the boat. So it's
kind of like golf. It's not you're not really going against the other people. You're going against the lake and the conditions of the lake.
Yes, that sounds good. I like that one. Yeah, that'll work.
I don't know. I'm just.
That'll work. I like that one. But, here in a little bit, this next segment, we're going to be open, and we'll just talk. We'll probably talk about the weather. It's too damn hot. We got to cool off. And then I'm going to give y'all a Lake Buchanan report after that.
It's down.
Oh, yeah, it's 15 feet low. But the way I look at a low lake, it's just less water for the fish to hide in. Now, when you say that, it's also less water for the bait fish to hide in. And so your game fish have to get out and hustle a little harder to find the bait fish.
They're
out and where you can drag a lure in front of them and catch them. So, yeah. And then we're going to talk to Dale Storch, D&W, S&D, whitetails.com. Dale Storch is a hunting guide up in Brown County. And we're going to talk to him about dove hunting and dove season.
Yeah, that's coming up pretty quick here.
How
are they going to do it without any water?
If we get a rain and we get these tanks full, oh man, doves gonna fly hunt those tanks.
Yeah, they're gonna look for water. They're gonna look for them tanks. Yeah.
Oh yeah, but
ponds or
that's when it's gonna start raining the week in front of dove season.
I hope.
I assure you. Hey family, we gotta get out of here next. It's open. We're just gonna yak, and then I'll give you a Lake Buchanan report. Then Dale Storch, and then we're going to visit with Chico. See y'all in a little bit, family. Y'all be good, and thank you, Callahan's.
For me and draw me in. I'll say no each night, but I'll come back to wind me up again. Wind me up, turn me on, and watch me cry for you. Lately, drinking warm red wine is all I want to do. And I never know how tight I'll wind me up till I walk in.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Crossing the highway late last night. He should have looked left and he should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven. Take a whiff.
Thinking to high heaven. Woo. I was going home a couple nights ago and somebody ran over one. Ugh. It's pretty nasty.
I went over about three of them that ran over this morning when I was coming in.
And well, that means a bass are biting, right?
Back in the spring when they does.
Oh, in the spring. The summer, they're just looking for water.
I think they just too many skunks out there right now. And probably are. They're probably looking for something to drink. So you're exactly right. Or something to eat. I mean, this hot weather is hard on everything.
Everything.
Not just trees, but it's hard on our wildlife, too. I mean, think about it.
I've been filling my bird bath every day.
Oh, yeah.
They've been more than birds. I've had squirrels. I've had bugs. I've had bees and wasps. Everybody's getting into it.
Everybody's trying to find something.
Any kind of water.
I have about 5 hummingbird feeders, and I'm filling 2 or 3 of them daily.
Oh, and I'm sure they're there every all the time.
All the time. And, I mean, we're feeding a bunch of hummingbirds. And then we've got deer around, and I'm not just, you know, don't you just feed them corn? No, I feed them protein, too. And I want to make sure that they stay healthy, and especially out there in the pasture where I'm at. And they are. My old doe, she raised twins last year, and she raised twins again this year. And they're all just healthy as they can be. And, they come over, they stay. She left. Last year she left. She would take the little ones out into the pastures. This year she lived right there at the house. I mean, we have an area that's an old tank dump and right there by the lake, and it's growed up, and that's where she raised her kids, herd fawns right there. And they're still leery, the fawns are. Now, Daisy, she'll just walk up to you, and if you're eating a cookie, she'll just reach up there and take it out of your hand. That's her thing, is cookies. She likes sweets. She has a sweet tooth. Now, can't say she's a pet. She's a domesticated deer. How's that one? Domesticated deer. That'll work. So, she lives right there with us, and we feed them, and I think at night there's a bunch of them come in, because I'm always putting out protein, and put out quite a bit of protein and corn, and it's always gone. And I know she can't eat it all by herself, and maybe her fawn's helping her, but I think there's a bunch of deer coming around. So, you know, it's something that we've got to do, family. If you're wanting good deer this next year or this fall, this, doves deer season, you've got to be feeding, because there's nothing out there for them to eat. And the main thing, you've got to make sure they have water, because it's just like Shane Levy was saying. Shane says, Ken, they can live off twigs and bark. Yep, and deer can. But they have to have water.
Can't process it without it.
Can't process it without it. Yep.
They need it.
Got to have water. So if you don't have on your lease or your place, you don't have water, you better be putting something out there. Go to Callahan's, get you a big trough, and go out there and dumping water out of the back of your truck or out of a couple of 55-gallon barrels. Just dump them over in there, because they need water. That's something that they have to have. And hopefully you have on your deer lease, you have a windmill out there with a trough there, and it's keeping it full. Let's hope. Because I guarantee you, the rains ain't keeping the tanks full. In fact, there's a lot of tanks dry up in Llano County where I'm from. A lot of them. And at that point, now, is that going to make dove hunting tough? Well, of course it is. When's it going to start raining? The weekend in front of dove season.
Let's hope.
I'm hoping it will. I'm not a big dove hunter, so neither it doesn't bother me. Yeah,
I let them be.
There's a lot of people out there says, oh, Ken, it can't start raining the weekend of dove season. I already got my tank picked out, and I got my spot picked out, and the doves are flying to it getting water. And then if it rains that week before.
Ooh, that's going to be a quagmire going through that field.
That, and also there's water standing everywhere, and they don't have to go to the tank.
This is also true.
So they can get water anywhere they want to out of a cow hoof print. They can get water right there, or rocks out there, or whatever's holding water. They can get water. So that's what makes it tough then. But they still come to the tanks, even that's just habit. So, yeah, it's not so bad. But Dale Storch, we'll talk to him here in a couple of – it's the next segment. I'm going to give you a Lake Buchanan report. Then Dale will come on, and Dale's going to tell us about he's got some leases. He's got some openings at some of his dove hunt leases and such as that. And we'll visit with him.
Are they getting rain where he is?
No.
Oh.
No, it's just as
dry.
See, Dale just texted me. Let me see what he's going to.
What's he got going on?
Well, he says he's in a bad spot.
Oh no,
on his ranch. I don't know if we get to talk to Dale or not.
Well, we may not. We may have three open segments.
Yeah, we may have three open segments.
Or two and two with Chico.
Yeah, we can do that too.
Either or.
Yep.
We'll figure it out. We always do.
We may try to call him and see if he can get, and if he can't get out, then we'll just fill it. But one thing about doves, you know, there's lots of doves in the country, but it's dry. There's nothing out there for them to eat. And it's, you can't bait a dove. You can't get out there and go to pouring grain all over the ground or all over a field.
That's
and
illegal?
Then, no, yes, it's illegal. Oh, big time illegal. That's a federal. That's federal right there. That's state and federal. Because a dove is a migratory bird. You can't bait migratory birds. So that's big time. So you know, that's why you can hunt over a field and then you can get out there and cut it with a shredder and then hunt over that where you just shredded all that wheat or milo or whatever or corn. You can hunt over that, but you can't put it out there. So I guess I'll be quiet because we may need that when we're talking to Dale. But, you know, it's that time of year. We're almost there, family. Here it is going to be August tomorrow. End of August is 1st September. 1st September is Labor Day. Labor Day is dove season. When dove season starts, that means we're starting to hunt in Texas. Then we got dove season. Then 1st October, we have whitetail bow season. Also, you can hunt on with MLD tags on like high fence places or low fence places. If they have MLD tags, you can hunt whitetail with MLD tags, and that's a tag they get from Texas Parks and Wildlife if they need to take more does off and they are allowed, and you can take that. So it's a good thing. And so it's we're at that season. We can go out there and go dove hunting. Then we can go bow hunting, and we can go whitetail hunting. And then November gets here, and it's on then.
We got a break.
I know.
Okay.
Hey, family, we got to get out of here. We'll see y'all on the other side, and I'll give you a Lake Buchanan report. See you in a bit, family. Thank you, Callahans.
When you left me, I never knew that I could hurt this way.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylove.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you want to holler, holly-ho. Tommy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, holler, ho.
Burn your tummy, don't you know? Oh, you know.
Hey, family. We've got, you know, now when you played that song, I said, I got to tell a story.
Okay.
I got a friend over in San Saba, mm-hmm. and we make a little bit of moonshine once in a while. We don't sell it, can't sell it, but I've given a lot of it away. And,
so what's a proof out to about 135, 140
somewhere
proof?
In that area.
Oh, cool.
But we put it in water jugs. Now, we'll put just a little bit of vanilla in it. You get that good dark Mexican vanilla from Mexico.
Right.
And that's to just give it that amber look to it. It's good. You put just a little vanilla in moonshine, and it smooths it. I don't know what it does.
You put a little vanilla in coffee, it'll take the bitterness out of it.
It does. It does. Now, what I do also with moonshine is I make apple. I bring it up here every once in a while. Apple, it's not, they, I'm thinking. But anyway.
Apple.
I make it, we put apple juice in it,
apple cider
in it, and then a lot of brown sugar. And you put it in the moonshine and
apple pie moonshine.
That's what it is, apple pie, and it is good. In fact, and I put it up in quart jars. The other day, I found a quart jar that had been in the refrigerator, probably 5 years, and had two sticks of cinnamon in it. And I said, I got to try that. And I pulled that out and took me a big swallow. Oh, man, you talk about smooth. I put it back up.
No, of course.
I says, if I drink that, I ain't no way I'm going to be fit for anything. It's too hot to get drunk. So that was good. Oh, in fact, I told Pickett about it, and Pickett, I have to bring him some pretty regular Pickett. So he likes that apple pie moonshine. And
so what do you use? Use corn, or do you use grain, or what?
We just use corn.
Just use corn and sugar?
Corn whiskey, yeah.
Okay.
And make it sour, and then we go to doing everything to it. And he does all the work. I'm there. And but, yeah, you sour the mash, and you go to boiling it off. And in a little bit, here comes the alcohol out of here through all of the tubes. And, yep. And then he'll take it, and he takes a – in fact, he says – you got one of them things, check the antifreeze in your radiator? I said, well, sure I do. Bring it. And I said, okay. I can't think what you call hydrometer.
Hydrometer, yeah.
And so he, Ken. Yeah, what? This is 140 proof stuff. I said, do what? He said, this is some stout stuff. I said, oh, this was a batch we made last year, I guess.
Wow.
And I says, wow. And we ain't got nobody blind yet. I'm sitting there, I ain't going to drink that. I'll go blind. He said, oh, no, we'll do it. We do it right. And that's, you know, if you find somebody does it right, and that's what it's all about. So, yeah.
Friend of mine, he goes to Kentucky. When he comes back, he's like, hey, I got some moonshine. You want to try some? Sure. It was smooth.
Oh, that's
it was. Didn't burn, had a nice little sweet aftertaste. Yep. I was like, wow, because I've never had moonshine before.
We saw it on Moonshiners.
Right.
Where on our sour mash, we mixed a bunch of fruit with it.
Well, okay.
And do you know how they make brandy?
No, because I really don't like brandy, so.
Well, brandy is wine. It started out
as fermented wine, yeah.
Well, now, but then they run it through the distill. Distillery, and then that's how they make the brandy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And but we did the kind of we soured our fruit with our mash.
That makes sense.
And we put watermelon mostly. And you talk about smooth and good. Oh man, that was our summertime drink. It had just a little bit of a watermelon flavor to it. You know, I guess if you didn't know what that flavor was.
You
couldn't guess it. But we knew what because we put it in there. So next time, well, I said, well, we're going to have to do peaches next spring. He said, yeah. So we're going to do apples and peaches. And I said, one of these times we're going to have to do cherry.
Ooh.
He says, Ken, why don't you just make some wine? Get some Germans over in Fredericksburg.
Kirschwasser.
Make us a bunch of wine.
Kirschwasser, that's what that is. Mm-hmm. Cherry wine.
Mm-hmm. See, in Fredericksburg in Gillespie County, you can find wild cherries.
Really?
Oh, yes.
There are cherry trees out there.
Yes. Wow. And they're wild cherries.
I wonder how they got here. That's
weird. I don't know.
Probably somebody.
I'm sure somebody brought them.
Somebody dropped a cherry or something.
Put the seeds out there.
Probably Johnny Appleseed thing.
Yeah. So, but you find wild cherries over there, and they make wine out of it, and it's good. And I'm sitting there, you know, I know somebody. I might be able to make us some wine. Spriggles, if you're listening, we'll be hollering at you. But
make sure he's got some Mustang grapes. Too.
Oh, he has Mustang grapes.
Oh, that's good.
I've taken
good jelly. Mustang yes, grape jelly.
It is. We've taken. Have you ever had the wild plums made into wine?
I've had wild plums, but not made into wine.
Wild plum wine is like a cherry wine. Wild plums and cherries aren't far from each other.
No.
So
same family.
Yeah, same family. So
it's a stone fruit.
It's good. It's good, and so. He says, Ken, I'm going to make you some wine out of wild plums. I said, that will work for me.
Mm.
So what we may do is make a bunch of, but I said, I want 5 gallons of it. Okay, we can do that. So he's got a.
Now, is it a sweeter wine or?
It just depends on how much sugar you want to put
okay.
in. Okay. Right. The sweet and all that to make it dry, it's how much sugar you put in. The more sugar you put in wine is the stronger the wine.
Well,
more alcoholic content.
Well, that's because you know what alcohol is.
It's sugar, yeah.
No, it's not.
What?
You know what alcohol is? It's yeast feces.
Oh, okay.
The yeast eat the sugar, and then they defecate alcohol.
Okay.
So that's what alcohol is.
I didn't know that, but
yeah,
okay.
That's what it is. It's yeast feces.
Well, I told him we wanted 5 gallons, and what we're going to do is run it through the distillery and then we're going to make brandy.
You're a fine girl.
So we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's going to be I like playing with this stuff. It's just that's why I think I like messing with mushrooms because I'm always doing different substrates.
Ooh, mushroom wine. There you go.
Mushroom wine. Brandy wine?
That wouldn't work.
No, I don't think it'll work.
I've heard of teas.
Do you know they have a mushroom now that will break down plastic? Yes.
I don't know that.
It's just probably in the last year or so, but they have a mushroom that will break down plastic. And I'm sitting there.
Well, I know they have microorganisms that do that.
No, this is a mushroom.
Wow.
So the mycelium grows into the, and what they're doing is using the bags that they put the substrate in, the grow bags, and that was, you know, a lot of your mushroom growers are green people. You know, they like to, I call them bunny huggers and tree huggers and all that kind of stuff, but they
environmentally friendly.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to say. Environmentally friendly. So they don't like to throw the bags in the trash and then they're put into the dump. So they would rather decompose the bags with a fungus.
Makes sense.
I ain't going to eat that mushroom that's raised on plastic because it ain't going to be good. Ain't no way. But
how do you know, Ken?
I ain't going to try it. I'll see. I don't know. Who knows? Somebody say,
oh, you try.
Here, you try it.
I'm not going to try it. You try it.
Yeah.
But get Mikey. We'll he'll try it.
Mikey will eat anything.
No, he hates everything.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's but they do have a fungus now, a mushroom that will grow on plastic. And that's a wonderful thing. Hey, family, we got to get out of here. I don't know if we'll get hold to Dale Starch. We'll see. If not, I imagine we'll just fill it and then Chico next. In fact, we may have Chico on 2 segments. See y'all on the other side, family. Thank you, Callahans. And it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Family, well, Del Starch texted me back. He says, Ken, I'm in a bad spot on the ranch. My phone will not work.
He's in the back 40.
Yeah, he's on the back of the ranch. He says, my phone will not work. So we were going to have Chico on this next segment. So we just decided, well, we're going to call Chico, and we may take him two segments or whatever. He says, I got to take my dog to the vet. I said, well, if we have to go, just have to go. So let us know when you need to run. So... Well, what are we going to do about all this dang heat? Good morning, sir.
Well, you know, I have an idea. I really have a theory. And first of all, the vet can wait because it's for a grooming. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Well, okay. It's not
like the doctor's waiting.
Yeah.
Either way, you know, we're the customer here. I don't know. We're not. You know, so that's the way we're going to deal with it. Here's my theory on what we do with the heat. Okay. Everybody needs to go and do a few things. First of all, if you have two cars, go out and wash them. Go out and wash them. In fact, don't only wash them. Wax them. Have them detailed. Spend all you can on it. Next thing you need to do is go plan an outdoor picnic, right? Maybe even better, if you have a wedding to do, let's plan the weddings right now, and they have to be outside. We need to do everything we can so that Mother Nature tries to thwart us and rain on us.
Mm-hmm. Well, then
Wash your cars.
Need to add one more thing to that.
What's that?
Here we got dove season coming up Labor Day, you know, end of tomorrow. Tomorrow is August. So end of August is Labor Day. And you need to go to the deer lease or your place. You need to go see if the tank's got water and plan on hunting there, because it will rain the week before hunting season, period. If you're planning on hunting.
Everywhere.
Yeah. And then you got water everywhere, and then birds can have water anywhere they want to stop.
Well, you know, the birds probably need a day or two to get, you know, come from where they're hiding so they can go hang out by the water. But right now, I think there are some fields. Some people probably got it planned out right and got a little bit of flooding going on. Who knows? But
yeah.
But it takes them a few days, doesn't it? They don't just turn around on a dime.
It takes a few days. Now, have y'all got some fields? We were supposed to talk to Dale about dove hunting.
Right.
Are y'all seeing a lot of doves over in your part of the world and around Seguin and that?
In fact, up to my feeders, you know, we have a little block here where I'm telling you, there's about a half a dozen houses that feed birds.
Yep.
And we're right off the river. So really, really do get to see the bird population as well as ducks. And we have more mourning dove than I've ever seen. We have more mourning dove than white dove hanging out by the river right now.
Really?
Now, it might be because of the heat or what they eat, because they do seem to get into the bugs. You know, when you water your lawns and the bugs kind of come out of them, we're getting a ton of mourning dove. So, You know, that's hard to say.
Yep.
Once season starts, you know, just a few blocks from here, I'll start hearing shotgun blasts and everything. So
oh, yeah.
We'll get a good idea. And I did notice that some fields have been flooded over there. So okay. I don't know where that came from, probably the river water.
Mm-hmm.
But they're prepping. They are getting ready
oh, yeah.
over here near Seguin.
Yeah, and if they got some milo in pasture or something
yeah.
in the or corn still in the pasture in the field, they'll get out there and start shredding a couple of lines on you know shredding
yeah.
the outside of it so it'll attract the birds and yeah it's that time of year and you know that's legal now you can't get out there and pour milo on the ground but
right.
you can get out there and shred your field and right. that's legal. So
and irrigate that kind of thing.
Yep,
so
anything.
And
anything.
You know what's good about it is we do have Geronimo Creek coming in. We got the river coming in. You know the San Marcos River is real close to us. So in the flyway down here,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's the same for the Austin area. The problem is you can't really shoot shotguns around in town where
no.
a
no.
lot of the water is.
No.
So you know those other spaces are kind of you know they're taken up with tourism. Out here, we do have some waters, and definitely we're seeing a lot of waterfowl. So
yep.
it'll be a good year.
It'll be a good year. Yeah, I think in Llano County, where I live, we have a bunch of white wing. I mean, a bunch, and we have a bunch of ringneck. Now, a ringneck dove is a invasive species. You can yeah, shoot ringnecks now. But you,
oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So they're, it's all year, huh?
Yes. Ringnecks are invasive, so you can shoot them anytime. But you better be good at picking a ringneck
yeah.
out from a white wing.
Oh, really? It's that close? Because they still do have that little white V flash behind them.
Well, so. No. They have just that ringneck, that ring around their neck.
Yeah,
but it looks like a dove when it's flying.
Yeah.
And you know, oh, a dove. Is it a ringneck? Yeah, it's a ringneck. Boom. Oh, it's a white wing.
Well, down here, yeah. it's size. You can really pick them out quickly from the
oh,
size.
Yes.
And, of course, our white wings around here, they're very healthy.
Oh, yeah. White wing.
Plenty of white wings.
The ringneck's as big as a pigeon.
Yeah.
And
the
ring.
Well, they are a pigeon. I
oh,
guess
yeah.
they are pigeons, really, but the ringneck's closer.
Yep. And then the white wing is right, really close to the size of a ringneck. And then the mourning dove is a little smaller, and then you have the Inca doves, which is even smaller.
Yeah.
And it's you know dove season is getting close, and anytime you plan on hunting and you pick out, oh, you know, I got a tank out there, it's so dry around, you know, they're coming to that water on that tank, it's gonna start raining for them. Yep.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Well, you know, we had some monsoon stuff. I don't know if you noticed along I-10. They got real muddy here in the last day or two. In fact, we watched it come all the way up just east of us, and then as the sun went down, it just
oh,
kind
yeah.
of evaporated
yeah.
away. So there are some wet fields east of us. And I did hear, I think it was Tim Cook saying, he drove all the way from Houston to back to New Braunfels, and it was rained all the way until he got to Seguin. It stopped raining.
I'm ready for it to rain. I'm ready. I'm tired of this heat. I am... Yeah.
It's been teasing it pretty good. Again, like I said, we've been seeing the thunderheads pop up. And I talked to Mom yesterday. They were just getting it every day up in New Mexico. So it's
been getting a lot of rain up there.
Yeah, it's really yeah. helping the fires, too. So it knocked down a lot of the big fires. So it's really mm-hmm. been helping them. It's hitting where it's been needed. So
mm-hmm.
that's good. But none of that's going down into the catchment.
No,
so it's all going into the ground right now.
That string of rain, that monsoonal flow, goes around the high and into Kentucky and Tennessee and all of that.
Yep.
And that's where that rain's coming from.
That's exactly what it did. That high pushed it up
yep.
over the top. It went up over the top of Oklahoma through Kansas
yep.
and just plowed right through there. In fact, Bob and I were there right there at that part of Missouri just 2 weeks ago, and it was very green already. They'd been
oh, yeah.
rain every day.
Yep.
A little bit of kind of a monsoonal effect. So, but that's where we are. You know, we're down here. We're down here in the South. When
yep.
we get the Gulf and they don't get it, you know, we're getting the rain they don't get. But during the drought,
yep.
these La Niñas, it works hard to keep us dry.
We figure we need the rain because it's getting the salinity level and the bays are getting high. So we need
yeah.
to get the rivers from flowing good, and freshen that water, those bays up. So, yep.
Well, it doesn't look like it, but I really think we are going to get some late season, you know, hurricane and tropical storm activity. It happens every year. Just we're just due for it.
And you know, we got this dust, this cold in the tropical season from farming, you know, the storms and the hurricanes. So, and it's supposed to be over with. I think we got one more week, maybe next week, and then it's supposed to be pretty much done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm already noting the morning temperatures are dropping a little bit. Yep. It's still in, we're in the hot category, but it's, we you know, what, 74, 73?
You got time to be on next week? Next segment?
Yeah, I'll hang out.
Okay, hang on. We'll get you back on here in just a second. Hey, family, we're going to visit with Chico on the other side. Got to thank Callahan's and thank y'all. See you in a bit.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Wasted days and wasted nights. I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me. Your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Don't you remember the day that you went away and left me?
Hey, family, we're talking to Chico. We kept him on one more segment, and ain't no telling what we're going to visit about, but I bet you it'll be interesting. Infotainment.
We'll find us something.
Hey, well, you know, everything we've talked about, heat, but, you know, and now we got dove season coming up, so... You know, end of this next, tomorrow is August. And then dove season starts the end of August. So, and they are saying, I noticed on the long range forecast, we have a little more chance of rain because the high pressure is supposed to start moving out. And then they're saying the Gulf may open up. And really, they say, we get more storms in August, September, and October from the Gulf, you know, tropicals, storms, than we do early. And I'm sitting there.
Yeah,
okay.
And that Pacific moisture starts coming over the top of the mm-hmm. mountains of Mexico there. Yep. When the high moves away, it really does allow that to flow yep. in and come over the top of us. So once it does, it'll percolate. You know, the heat here will start percolating that up a little bit, and we might get our own little, you know, fetch of stuff.
You're fixing to go to the vet.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, at some point.
Oh, okay.
She's looking at me going, what are you doing?
I'm talking on the phone. I'm on the radio.
I'm broadcasting here.
I gave her the wave off.
I gave the dog to the neighbor.
Oh, you know, the dog's just fine. And all of this, what blows me away is everybody talks about how don't take your dog out and walk him in the heat and everything. My dog's begging to go out.
Well, yeah.
She does not care. Sheila wants me to take her out at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
Yes,
I
know.
I've been waiting until after dark just thinking, well, I want to go easy on her. But yesterday I thought, okay, come on. We're going to take you. You want to go now? Let's go now. She didn't care. It was not a big deal to her at all. So
yeah.
I think we don't give enough credit for our dogs for being tough.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, they were a wolf. They're from the wolf family.
Yeah.
So yeah,
and their dogs.
Yeah,
we forget that. We forget sometimes. We want to call them our fur babies and treat them like they're little kids.
They're
animals.
They're still dogs.
They're pretty tough.
Yeah. Now there's a bunch of dogs that may not be used to the heat, and they've lived in the house their entire life.
They're domesticated.
Yeah, very domesticated, and they're used to ACs.
We had a husky. Malamute Husky one time, and we brought it from New Mexico when we moved down here, and that dog did not enjoy living in Texas.
I bet that's right.
Especially because it came from summer there to summer here, and it was hard on that dog. So they got to acclimate like everything else, but that dog had lived in nothing but snow in wintertime, and it came down here and said, you guys are crazy.
y'all ready to go back to the mountains yet? Yesterday.
Oh, it lost his coat. I got all worried, thinking I've never seen this happen. And the vet said, "No, you know, it's doing what Mother Nature needs us to do. It's get rid of all that protection for the cold that it had.
Yeah,
it just doesn't need it down here." And that's when he said, "You might consider shaving the dog down, cutting a lot of that hair off." So we did, and it helped.
Yeah, we had yesterday. We had Lewis Rather on. And he's the executive director of International Wildlife Crime Stoppers, like OGT, Operation Game Thief here in Texas.
Oh, right, yes.
And but we got to talking to him about, there's 44 states part of this now have joined. And it started in Colorado, up in that part of the world. And I says, yeah, I think we need to make sure that people aren't out there shooting the big monster mule deer off of the road or the big monster elk off of the road and the big bulls. And because I might get up there and go hunting and I want one. I'll take him legally. I'll have tags and whole nine yards.
Well, you know what? When I see those places, you know, they use the fake deer. And they've been doing that on Lone Star, and they do that up in Maine and everything. So, you know, how bad of a hunter do you have to be to shoot a deer that hasn't moved for 20 minutes?
You see those guys get out there, and they're running along, and they got a muzzle loader. And they shoot him at the first time, and he don't move. And so they're loading up again. They get pouring powder in there, put the ball in there, and they're getting it all loaded up again.
What's the matter with this picture? So you just look at that and go, man, you deserve it.
Pretty much.
These are the people, that's how they've been taking their deer. They think they're hunting.
Yep.
They think that's hunting. So they deserve it when that happens, but I do have to laugh.
Yeah.
And I saw one where they did it with a bow hunter.
Oh, yeah.
That was a classic one. That was classic.
You know, I almost became a warden at one time, but I had to do a lot of soul searching. All my family, both sides, were outlaws. And then I had to really think about you pick up a guy all he's out there is to feed his family. Yeah. That's all he's got is that deer that's in the back of that pickup. He has nothing else, and he's feeding his family because, you know, he's lost his job and all this kind of stuff. And I'm sorry, that would be too tough for me. I could not do that. I would say, you know, buddy, let me help you load that thing.
And yeah, I do see both sides, and I, you know, in that industry too, is they are well known for not cutting any slack.
Yeah,
and they take great pride in when they get their guy, they get their guy, and they go and they take it all the way.
Yeah,
but there is a flip of the coin, and I do get it because I have seen people that need it to put food on the table. Yep. But these days, should you have a need for food on the table, there are places you can contact, and they will help you to get that food. You know, just like we have Bushmeat Food Bank here. If you call Chris and say, you know what, I'm really hurting and we need some meat, do you know where I can find protein? Before that sun sets that night, you're going to have a freezer with some meat in it.
Eric tells me, we need to, tell them how to find you, brother.
Oh, friends, you can find me a lot of stuff on YouTube, Ken Milam's pages, as well as Keep Austin Fishing on Facebook. I do some music on Adams and Garcia on YouTube. Check that out for some new music coming out. And PawnBoss.com, the Institute of Higher Pondology, doing some filming for Bob.
Have you heard from Bob? How's he doing? I know the last time we talked to him, he had COVID, or you talked to him.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Good. Okay.
Light case. You know, he had a little bit of it and didn't do his Facebook show on Wednesday.
Yep. Okay.
Gonna lay low, but yeah, he had a house full and a house full of family and kids, and I think him and Debbie both got it, but they're good. It's a low grade.
Okay.
Low grade. Take care of yourself, people.
Oh yeah, that's it. And in this heat, drink plenty of water.
Yes, that is the issue right now. Yep. You're probably dehydrated, friends.
I guarantee you. Hey, brother, we gotta run.
Okay.
Be good, brother. We'll see you next week. Be good. Well, you know, the family, I didn't get to tell y'all much about Buchanan. Catfish are biting good. I mean, we're catching catfish in 5 to 6 to 8 foot of water. Cut perch, cut shad, it's good. I mean, it's really good. So get out there and do that, and you'll catch a bunch of fish. Bass or stripers are blowing up on the surface around the dam, out in front of the dam early in the morning. So you can get out there and catch you some stripers on top. Throw some anything top water. It don't make any difference. I guarantee you, you take a piece of broomstick and screw a hook in it and tie a hook, a place where you tie on, you catch fish on it. It's good. When they're on top, it's good. Stripers are on top and they're up there. I hear the music. I know we got to get out of here. We got to thank Callahan's General Store, and I got to thank each one of you family. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll see y'all again, same bat channel, same bat place next week, right here on the Sunday Sportsman. And we'll see you Saturday on the Great Outdoors. Y'all be good, family, and thank you so very much. Thank you, Callahan's.
God bless Texas.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.